On the day of the invasion, we heard all the noise of the aircraft taking off, and when we went over to the airfield the next day, they'd all gone. It was deserted. Even a lot of the equipment had gone in lorries and gone onto the landing craft. And that's where there were still people clearing it up, and where we were, my brother and I were given the spare petrol tank shaped like a cigar. It was light steel aluminium, I think it was. And we thought that would make a marvellous canoe. Well, we needed two bicycles to get this. It was about 10 feet, 12 feet long, I suppose. And we presented it on our two bikes and walked it all the way from Wolhampton, down the hill, over the toll bridge, to our house in Flushards, and set about cutting the cockpit out of it, which was like having to use a tin opener on a tin. How we did it, I don't know, but we did it. And we used it later on to, we lashed cans to sides of the canoe, and we had paddles, and my brother and I paddled it out to the mouth of the Lymington River one day, which was pretty foolhardy, but we did it, and that's one sort of things we did in those days. But that was the sort of out at the on D-Day and the day after, that to see everything disappear, and then you could see the Isle of Wight at last. Before, you could only see ships.